Today in ancient Rome, catechumens preparing for baptism would process to the stational church, the Basilica of St. Lawrence outside the walls, where they would be scrutinized or tested. In fact, they were tested during Lent about their faith 7 times, usually on Wednesdays and Saturdays, the climax of which came during the 4th week. This Sunday, the catechumens were exorcised of the evil enemy of the soul. Mercy, casting out the demonic influence of sin, is the central theme of the prayers for this 3rd Sunday of Lent. O God, author of every mercy and of all goodness, who in fasting, prayer, and almsgiving have shown us a remedy for sin, look graciously on this confession of our lowliness, that we, who are bowed down by our conscience, may always be lifted up by your mercy. St. Augustine, in a sermon on the feast of St. Cyprian, speaks of the mercy of God. Using the example of Jesus' mercy to the woman caught in adultery, Augustine puts his words in the mouth of Jesus. Those others were restrained by conscience from punishing. Mercy moves me to help you. St. Augustine's influence is also seen by a direct reference to perhaps the most famous quote from his confessions in a 2019 update of the traditional collect from the Book of Common Prayer. Heavenly Father, you have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they rest in thee. Look with compassion upon the heartfelt desires of your servants and purify our disordered affections, that we may behold your eternal glory in the face of Christ Jesus. These prayers remind us that we are made by God for no other reason than eternal friendship with him. And from him come all mercy and goodness. And since our hearts are restless until we rest in him, our desires, our affections in this world can be disordered. They can miss the mark, which was the original sense of the word amartia in the gospel, which we translate as sin. But when we confess our sins after a real examination of conscience and humbly recognize our lowly state, God gives us a remedy for the poison of sin. Prayer, fasting, almsgiving. God responds to our works of mercy by giving us his mercy and lifting us up, so that we can behold the eternal glory of God shown to us in the face of Christ. It is this encounter with the Lord which exorcises and expels the demons and repels the onslaught of the assaults of the evil one. We who have been tested and scrutinized employ our free will to engage the disciplines of Lent. And our humility causes God to protect and defend us with his might and strength. O Almighty God, fulfill the petitions of the humble and defend us with your right hand of power. This ancient prayer of the extraordinary form today, which dates back to the sacramentary attributed to our Pope Gelasius Friend, who we've talked about a lot during this sermon series, it hasn't disappeared. It is paraphrased in the ordinary form on the Saturday after Ash Wednesday. I hope that this far into this sermon series about the collects of the Mass, that you're inspired to prepare for Mass, not only by prayer and meditation and studying ahead of time the readings that will be proclaimed, but also by praying over the collects and using them in your daily prayer, returning to them throughout the week. You know, often we just kind of let those prayers speed right past us, right? And we don't think about what they say ever again. We hear them on Sunday, and we're like, well, I get around to it again a year from now, right? They're so rich in meaning. These prayers, which often come from the most ancient liturgical sources of the church, are by themselves powerful catecheses and modes for deepening the spiritual life. You know, liturgy is not something that is supposed to be kind of shut up in the sacristy and the sanctuary, right? Liturgy is something for us to carry into life with us. And if liturgy is meant to be lived in the world, then let's do everything we can to make those prayers a normal part of our lives. You know, there's these beautiful hand missals out nowadays. Many of you have them in your pews, right? When you come on Sunday to Mass, we have the music sheets with the translations and the Latin as well, right? There are those wonderful publications, the Magnificat for the ordinary form, the Benedictus for the extraordinary form, which is a newer thing. It's absolutely awesome. It's wonderful. But they're great ways to help make those prayers part of our spiritual life.